Good day. Welcome to another edition of The Front Page on Morehead State Public Radio. I am your host, Chuck Moraz. Today we're joined by Karen Roberts. She is the spokeswoman for the Morehead version of the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, also known by many people around here as OLLI. This is a program that comes from the University of Kentucky. And Karen, it's been a while. I'm glad to have you back on the program.
Thank you. It has been a while.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the OLLI program for people who are unfamiliar with it. Maybe you can explain what it's all about.
The OLLI program is for, as we put it, seasoned adults, 50 and over. And we have classes in the fall and in the spring. We have a variety of classes, and we have registration both times, and we have wonderful teachers, and OLLI does come out of UK. UK's program is, of course, much bigger than ours, because there are more people. So it's bigger, but we're doing well. We're doing real well.
This has been around Morehead for a while now, hasn't it?
Yes, quite a while.
Not quite sure on the number of years, though, right?
No, I'm not.
But it's something that has seemingly become a nice part of our community.
Mm-hmm. And I think adults our age look forward to it. I know I do, and some people that I've talked to really look forward to see what the classes are and what they can take. And one of our biggest classes is the movies class. Russ has done a great job, again, of putting together the spring 2018. I'll give you a little teaser about that. All of the movies that are in this group are older films with actors of days gone by.
Well, and that's kind of cool because these are classic films. These aren't necessarily what you would call modern-day films, but they're films that if you're a real movie buff that you would know.
Yes, definitely, especially this group of films. That's all I'm going to say.
I think, well, you brought up a really good point, though, in the sense that you were talking about one of the courses is about films. This is not, when you talk about the Osher Lifelong Academy or Institute, rather, it's not about necessarily reading, writing, and arithmetic, what people would think of as traditional school.
No, it's not. There are no assignments. There are no grades. This is for fun, for entertainment, for education. You learn something new with our classes. You can relive some days gone by, especially with the movies class and some of the other classes that we do. So it's been a really good a good thing for our community.
How'd you get involved with it?
Once I turned 50, I needed something to do. I can't work right now, and I needed something to do. And somebody said, "Well, why don't you get on? Go to the OLLI classes." And I'm like, okay, what's OLLI? And then they told me, and I got involved. I was really interested, and I've been on the advisory board for a couple years now.
Yeah, I know that you've been involved for a while. And
yeah.
As part of the advisory board, then, are you always looking perhaps at maybe additional coursework that might be of interest to, as you say, seasoned learners?
Yes, we're always looking for additional classes, something new. We have a new class this time. It's called Pills and Pot, and it's about the opioid epidemic.
Do you know who teaches that offhand?
No, I don't know. I don't have that listed.
That's pretty pertinent subject, though, obviously, with what's happening here, not only in this state or this region, but also around the country.
Yes, it is. And it's something that we all need to know about, especially, you know, those that are on medication and so that they don't become victims of theft or anything like that of their medication. So it's going to be a good class, I think.
So when we talk about some of these classes, you mentioned they're fun, but at the same time, they're also pertinent to what's going on in society today.
We have a SIG going on right now, and that's a special interest group. They're continuing. We usually don't have classes in the summer, but the SIGs continue on. And this one is Great Decisions. I know they are finishing up a topic that they had been discussing before the holidays and everything. And then they're going to start a new topic called Foreign Policy Association.
Oh, that's pretty neat.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a class that you would want to get into if you're looking to read and to talk to other people about some of the great decisions in our history. So that's a good class. That, as I said, it's a SIG. And that is on Thursdays at 10 o'clock.
Now, for the classes, how long do the OLLI classes typically last when you talk about number of weeks?
We have them starting as early as February 21st, and then we have a second set starting the beginning of April, because our first set of classes, once they end, like the last week in March or the first week in April, well, that's a long time until the next set of classes, since we don't do summer. So this time we have one or two of the classes that are starting a little bit later and going on until the middle of the – until at least the middle of April.
Typically, how big are the class sizes?
It's going to depend. The movie class can hold up to 35 to 40. It's at the Round County Public Library in the great big community room, so there's space for people. You know, the chairs are set up, and then there's some tables in the back with chairs set up for that. Most of the other classes have a limit, like the art class is 10. Some of the other classes are 15 or 20.
So it varies?
It does. It varies according to the class, what's being taught, and how much you can do in the given time with a lot of people. That's why the art classes is limited to 10 people.
How long are the classes from a time standpoint generally?
2 hours.
2 hours? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you can get a lot of art in 2 hours.
Yeah. In the mornings from 10 to 12. In the afternoons, usually 1 o'clock to 3 or 1 o'clock to 4, depending on what class it is.
The instructors, I know that you have to go out and find these people to teach some of these specialized classes. Where do they come from?
The community. Most of them come from Morehead State, retired teachers, retired professors, and people in the community who have specialized knowledge about whatever we're going to teach or whatever class we're going to have.
So these are people who have a specialized knowledge then basically in the field that you're asking them to teach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have a lot of professors on our advisory board that are retired, and they usually come up with the people and go ask them and find out if they want to teach.
So are they paid to teach, or are they volunteers? Or?
Some classes have a tuition with them. The SIGs do not have a tuition. The other SIG that we have is nonfiction books, and that's the second Monday at 2 o'clock, and they meet at Coffee Tree. Again, that's another group of people that just get together and read nonfiction books and talk about them and go from there.
So you've got the classes going on, but as you mentioned, you've got the SIGs or the special interest groups that are kind of meeting around that. These special interest groups, do they meet all year long or a certain
amount
of time?
Most of them do. They take a break in the summer for a little while, but they go longer than our regular classes. Like I said, our regular classes, The last one ends the end of April, I believe. We have a writing class that starts later in April, so that it's not it's going to go a little bit longer and take that into a little bit of longer into April, which is good.
Karen, how important is it for people in your mind to continue with their learning, you know, later in life?
We're never too old to learn something new. You come out and you have fun. You usually know some of the people that are in the group, so you get to socialize, have fun. It keeps our older adults moving and using their brain and talking about things that are important to them, learning things that they didn't know, or you know, renewing things that they did know and just haven't used in a long time.
It's important to get out of the house and do things, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's very important. It's very important to get out of the house and do things. I know that if you stay in the house, that it becomes a habit and you don't want to go out. And that's not really good, especially for our older adults. They really need to get out.
And it's fun, too.
I mean, yes, it is. It's really fun. We have a good time in classes.
You mentioned that you get a chance to socialize and with some people you might know, but you also get to possibly make some new friends.
Oh yes, definitely. I've met new people in the art class and in the movies class. People on the board and people that are just in the class, and it's been fun.
For you, being involved with the advisory board, is it kind of rewarding to see the fruits of your labor when you see these people getting together and having a good time?
Yes, it definitely is. And I can't take a whole lot of credit. I am on the advisory board, but the people that really make all this happen are Diana Lockridge from Lexington, and here it's Drew Henderson, and he's the chair, and we have a whole host of people that are very knowledgeable that we're lucky to have on our board, and they come from all walks of life.
I think about the fact that you had mentioned that you have people on your board that work at Morehead State University, have been professors, mm-hmm. and you talk about the instructors that you get might be retired instructors or professors. And I think about our campus and this university, what a tremendous resource it is.
Yes, it is. It's a good resource, and we pull from that. We really do, from what we talk to people, and they let us know. Like at registration, there's a tablet that you can write on if you want new classes or something different or a different topic you'd like to have in classes. And then that gives us some ideas.
And again, we have Karen Roberts on the front page today. She's from the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. This is a program that's run by the University of Kentucky, and they operate here in Morehead during the year. I'm Chuck Moraz. We're going to pause for just a moment, come back with more on the program right after this.
There are many ways to connect with Morehead State Public Radio. Log on to WMKY.org for enhanced regional news, on-demand audio and video, breaking news from NPR, and information on your favorite programs. Get links to Facebook and Twitter while you listen to our live broadcast online, or download mobile apps from NPR and take 90.3 FM with you everywhere. Connect with your community and Morehead State Public Radio. Visit WMKY.org.
And we welcome you back to today's front page. Our guest is Karen Roberts. She is the spokeswoman here in Morehead for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, a program operated by UK, and we're talking about their upcoming classes. I'm your host, Chuck Moraz, and you were talking about registration. I know you do an open house and all that kind of thing, Karen. Maybe you can give us some details about all that.
Definitely. Our registration and open house is February the 15th from 1 to 2:30, and it's at the United Methodist Church at Wellesley Hall. So that's when registration is, and that's when you'll have an opportunity to talk to the different advisors and the different people that are going to be running the groups, the classes. So
you get a chance to meet the instructors actually before you take the class, or?
Oh yeah, you meet the instructors and they give you an idea of what's going to go on in the class, and they usually have a tri-fold up that has information about the class and what's going to happen.
Well, that's great because sometimes you can sign up for a class, and I don't want to call it bait and switch, you know, but you know, when I was in college, I'd sign up for a class and think it was one thing, and it turned out to be another.
Yeah, that happens. We have some very different classes this time. So, like I said, it's February the 15th at Wellesley Hall from 1 to 2:30.
And that's right down on Main Street at the Methodist Church.
Yes,
How much do the classes cost? I know you mentioned, I think there's some that are free, but some that do cost.
Right now, the class cost for three of the classes that do have charges are $25.
Okay, that's pretty reasonable.
Yes, it is.
So I guess the idea also is to get more people involved.
It is. And we put signs up in the grocery stores and at Dairy Queen and different places in the city so that people can see when it's coming up. And there will be something in the newspaper beforehand, probably 2 weeks before, maybe a week before, reminding people of what's coming up in the community events. And so it's well publicized.
Well, let's talk again about the classes a little bit for people who may have missed the first part of the program. Maybe run down the list of classes that you'll have here in the spring.
Okay, we are going to have art with Joe Sarter, photography with Mr. Dixon. It's digital photography. We have a travel class that Sarah Kano takes, is the advisor, the mentor for that. I'm not sure what part of the world they're doing this time, but they've done Asia, they've done Europe, they've done just different places in the United States. It's a really good class. They do a different thing each time. Then we have of course our movies class, and we are in the opioid class, and then there's a writing class that starts in April. Another SIG is that we're thinking about, not doing this time, but that we're thinking about is international foods and cooking, solar energy, going to the Railroad Museum. That's not going to be this time. There are things that we're thinking about for next semester or the semester after that.
So you're always working ahead, it sounds like.
Yes, we have to. We have to. It takes time for people to get their information in, and so that we have our stuff written just the way it needs to be for the flyer that comes out and the registration forms and things like that.
The movies class obviously has been extremely popular since it was initiated a number of years ago. I know that the art class also mm-hmm. has been very popular too as well. But at the same time, while you want to continue to bring back the popular ones, I guess you want to rotate in some new ones with some of the favorites from the past.
Yeah, we're doing digital photography this time. And, of course, we're doing travel. That one's fairly new. It's only been maybe 2 years that we've done that, but like I said, they're going different places each semester, so you get quite a variety of pictures and people talking about their experiences. So that's a very good class.
Karen, since you've joined the OLLI program and been on the advisory board, in your mind, how has this program grown here in Moorhead?
We have done so well here in Moorhead. It started out and there were just a few people that came, and of course there are people that came to the classes and there were just a few on the advisory board. The advisory board has grown, and the population that come to this class has grown in the years that I've been involved.
Well, you talk about the movies, for instance, 35 to 40 people, it's always packed. I mean, that's a great example right there in itself.
It is. It is. That's one of our favorites. And, of course, the art class.
Have you taken both those?
Yes, I have.
I kind of had a feeling maybe you did.
Yeah. Yes, I take the movies class just about every semester because we do something different. And like I said, I gave you a tease about what's going to happen.
Well, I'm not going to ask you anymore because I want people to come out and find out for themselves what that class is all about. But it's something that it's pretty cool because I've known a couple of other people who've taken that particular class. And you get a chance to watch some of the old movies, some of the old classics. And again, we're not going to tell you which ones, but at the same time, they always have a really good time.
Oh, yes, we do. We do. We have coffee and snacks and tea, and there's a discussion after the movies about the movie itself, about facts about the movies, the actors, when it was done, when it was filmed originally. So it's a good class.
As you mentioned, Ali has grown in popularity over the years here in Moorhead. Why do you think that's happened, and why does it seem to work in Moorhead so well?
Because the population of people 50 and over has grown and wants to keep learning and to know different things and to keep active, and I think that's one of the big reasons.
Yeah, also, you know, if you are from this town, you know, you run into a lot of different types of people, very eclectic blend of people, very intelligent people, I think. And I think that says a lot about our town and the people that live here.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I'm honored to be a part of it and to be able to take classes from the people that are teaching them or the SIGs, the special interest groups, working with them. It's just been a good experience all around.
Sounds like there's a little something for just about anyone and everyone in these Ali classes and special interest groups.
There is. We have different classes this semester than we had, than we've had before with a photography class. The digital photography class is new. Of course, our travel class. The opioid epidemic one is very new, and that starts April the 9th. That's one that starts a little bit later than the rest.
And we'll go ahead and allow you the opportunity again to talk about the open house and the registration because that'll be coming up before too long. And, you know, it can get by if you're not prepared and you don't know about it.
It's February the 15th at Wellesley Hall at the United Methodist Church from 1 to 2:30. Please be aware of parking there because a lot of the spaces have been rented out by students. So you have to find a place to park that's not a student place. We are going to have registration there, and just make sure you have your registration form filled out and your fee if you're taking classes that have a fee. And also, there's another part on the registration form that you have to fill out and sign. There's two places for that. For registration, and we hope you all come and just have a good time. Meet everybody, take classes, whatever you want, and have a good time.
Yeah, that's what it's about, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's about learning and socializing and being with people that you've either never met before or you haven't seen in a long time. It's a very good thing for our community.
Karen, thanks for spending time with us today on the Front Page.
Thank you for having me.
Again, that's Karen Roberts, spokeswoman for the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute, a program run by the University of Kentucky here in Moorhead. I'm Chuck Morales, host of Front Page. See you next time.